Support for Studio Sessions on KNKX comes from the Shack Art Center in downtown Everett, featuring art exhibits, live glass blowing, art classes for all ages, and gifts by Northwest artists. Open 7 days a week. More information at Shack, SCHACK.org.
The birds, they sang at the break of day, start again, I heard them say, don't dwell on what has passed away, or what is yet to be. Yeah, the wars, they'll be fought again, the holy dove, she'll be caught again, bought and sold, and bought again, the dove is never free. Ring the bell. A crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. We ask for signs. Signs were sent. The birth betrayed. The marriage spent. Yeah, the widowhood of every government, signs for all to see. I can't run no more with this lawless crowd, while the killers in high places say their prayers out loud. Oh. And they've summoned up a thundercloud, and they're gonna hear from me. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Parts, you won't have the sum. Strike up the march. There is no drum. Every heart to love will come, but like a refugee. Gets in.
Thanks so much. Madeline Peyrou is with us in a live studio session here at 88.5 KNKX. And with her, a wonderful pianist, by the way. I'm sure you heard Andy Ezrin has worked with New York Voices, some other folks. Andy, you have a mic right there, so if I get something wrong, you can always correct me. Tell me about that song, Madeline.
That song is called Anthem. It is written by Leonard Cohen. It's also the title track and the title of a record that I just made that we're going to put out in August, and we're doing some songs from that record.
I'm so excited. Now. It's really a wonderful song, and you just made it so beautiful. I remember the first time I aired a song of yours years ago. It must have been, gosh, maybe 15 years ago. Anyway, we just had people calling us, and they were saying, "Who is that?" Because a lot of folks said this, you know, and I think they still do. It sounds like Billie Holiday almost, especially when you're doing a straight ahead jazz tune. Have you heard that before?
Mm-mm.
It's, for me, and I sing as well, but I think that it's your vocal vulnerability. It almost, there's like a little bit of a brokenness in Billie Holiday's voice.
Especially in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's very appealing because so many of us have, you know, brokenness in us of all kinds, and a voice that brings that to us is very special.
Well, I as I get older, I find that people are willing to acknowledge that more than I ever thought. You know, when I was a kid learning to play this music, I thought, yeah, they want to hear the tough stuff, and I can't do that, so I'm going to try and be tough. I'll sing like Billie Holiday, and that'll be my... give me a chance to, you know, to do this song and to have some kindred spirits when I'm singing this kind of stuff. But the more I get, the older I get, the more I feel like people that I meet or audience members or just the guy at the drugstore, you know, is willing to say, yeah, man, life is horrible right now. And not to commiserate, but to just be totally honest. Or maybe it's because things are just getting worse the older I get. That's not funny, is it? Sorry.
Yeah, you really do seem to touch a lot of people, which is really a cool thing. I think it's great. What are you going to do for us next? Why don't we just get into our next?
Thank you. I'd like to do a song that is brand new, written by me and some others, and it's called All My Heroes.
Here I am awake in a wilderness of lies, trying to assemble a suitable disguise, bleary eyes and seeking signs I recognize. Someone I can count on to be there as my guide. All my heroes were failures in their eyes. Losers and drunkards, fallen saints, suicides. Yeah, I feel a fever break. Underneath my skin, the earth begins to shake, and trees are bending in the wind. The world is always changing, it's changing in my sleep. For the first time, I'm praying for my soul to keep all my heroes. Rebels on the run, plagiarized. And vagabonds and vagrants, everyone. But they lit fires in the shadows. All my heroes cut pathways through the narrows. My heroes. what am I to do? Where am I to go? How am I to pay the debts that I still owe? How am I to shift, rise above the tide? How am I to live without them by my side? Oh, my hero, smaller than they seem. Malcontents, dreamers, ghosts in the machine, but they lit fires in the shadow.
This is KNKX. It's a live studio session with Madeline Peyrou, doing an original tune there. Really cool tune. And we have pianist Andy Ezrin as well. And Paige Hansen with a nice studio audience. And I wanted to ask you, Madeline, you've been doing this for so long. I'm interested in knowing how music has changed for you through the years. Like, what was important to you 20 years ago versus what's important to you now, musically speaking? And what you try to prioritize when it comes to either playing out or writing music or performing?
Gosh, I don't think, to me, I don't know that I can think of anything that's changed in music. I mean, I think it's always great to hear, you know, great new artists. Yeah. I think music's the same.
I just, personally, I noticed, you know, how much I've changed as a person just, you know, in 20 years. And sometimes I think when I was younger, there were certain things that were more important to me than others. And I just wonder what's changed for you.
What's changed for me? Okay, sorry, I misinterpreted that. Well, yeah, I mean, for me, music is still just sort of keeping me alive. But I don't know, you know, I'm getting better. Getting better all the time.
When you are writing a song, do you prefer to work with someone or do you like to do it on your own? How does it come to you?
Well, this last record that I just, that song comes from and the others on the record are part of a collaborative session of five people in a room, all musicians playing an instrument, sort of like a rhythm section. Coming up with these things in various ways. Songs that are born from, you know, starts with one bass line or it might start with a lyric or a melody. And then after the germ of the idea, just sort of working on it later on in quiet spaces separately. But to me, collaborating is probably the only way I ever get a song done. Most of the time. I think I've written one or two by myself.
How long does that process take from start to finish, would you say?
Well, it took a year this time.
Okay. Great. Well, something else?
Yeah, I'd like to do something cheerful. and it's also, it's okay, the kid will... It's not for children. She won't know. It's fine. I'm just kidding. All right, shall we do it? Okay, thank you. It's called On a Sunday Afternoon. One, two, three, four.
always trying to pick a fight. We're all just soaking up the Sunday summer sun, feeling glad to be alive. Ain't gonna worry about tomorrow, and even less about today. We're gonna watch the light go down on that horizon, let every moment slip away. Jesse tore up his apartment, just why he wouldn't say. And now he sits there in his bedroom, and he won't come out to play. Oh yeah, it's a Sunday afternoon, Captain Crunch and Reef for an old cartoon. When I get up tomorrow, it'll be too soon, 'cause I'm lazy. Keeps getting stranger, and Medical Mary keeps me cool. They all used to say I'd be a failure, but I'm breezing, although I know sometimes I get confused. Well, everybody needs a purpose, some kind of driving force in life. And I ain't gonna have the admiration of the world, but I'm already famous in my mind. Martha Hitch from San Francisco, back to her parents by the bay. She's doing mandalas and boxing. At least that's what the doctors say. Oh yeah, it's a Sunday.
Been a wonderful studio session today here at KNKX, for a nice Friday treat for you with Madeline Peyrou and Andy Ezrin on piano. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
Well, we have just really appreciated it. And you'll
Thank
be at
you guys.
Jazz Alley again tonight. And what's next for you?
Well, we've got this new band. We're playing in Seattle for a few days, and then we've got some more shows. And then I think we're going to get together and rehearse over the summer.
Yeah.
And we're
going to
Australia too. We're going, oh, I forgot. Yeah. We are. We're going to Australia.
Andy just said they're heading to Australia. Okay.
And then we'll rehearse.
Well, it's been a treat to have you. You've stood out on our airwaves for years, and it's been great to meet
Gosh,
you in
thanks
person.
Very much for having me. Thanks for letting me do all the new songs. And
oh, you know, they were fun. They were fun.
Thanks to the audience for
Yes, thank you so much,
everything.
Everyone. Yeah, that's right. Madeline Peru is going to be at Jazz Alley through Sunday, as she said. And I want to thank our studio session sponsor, Laird Norton Wealth Management. Also, thank you, John Kessler, for running sound for us. And thank you so much, Leadership Circle members in our studio audience. It is your support that makes KNKX's exclusive studio sessions and music education program possible. We really appreciate it. I'm Paige Hansen. Thanks so much for being here.